morning, Buccaneer fans. I'm Scott Smith, and this is Buccaneers Studio, and this is your Buccaneers Insider for Friday, October 11th, as we take our last look in before the Buccaneers take on the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday at a sold-out Raymond James Stadium. Here at the end of the week, we'd like to take a closer look at that matchup between the Buccaneers and the Eagles, starting with the series history. The two teams have played each other a total of 12 times in the regular season and four more times in the playoffs. The Eagles lead the all-time series in the regular season 7-5, and the two teams have split their four playoff games, and there have been some very memorable moments along the way. Probably the most memorable one for the Buccaneers was the 2002 NFC Championship game, won by Tampa Bay 27-10 in the last game ever played in Veterans Stadium, propelling the Buccaneers to Super Bowl 37. The Buccaneers' first ever playoff victory was also against the Eagles in 1979. The most recent meeting in the regular season was just last December, when Philadelphia escaped from Raymond James Stadium with a 23-21 victory on a last-second one-yard touchdown pass from Nick Foles to Jeremy Maclin. Coincidentally, that was the exact same score, but in reverse, of the last Buccaneers victory in the series, which was in 2006, also at Raymond James Stadium, when Matt Bryant won it with a 62-yard field goal at the end of regulation. There could be a lot of very exciting individual matchups on the field at Raymond James Stadium this Sunday, especially if it turns into an Eagles type of game. In the Eagles game so far this season, them and their opponents have scored an average of 59 points per game. That's partially because the Eagles have the NFL's second-ranked offense, but also its second-to-last-ranked defense. With so many dynamic offensive players on the field, like the Buccaneers' Doug Martin and Vincent Jackson, and the Eagles' LeSean McCoy and DeSean Jackson, there could be a lot of scoring if the game does indeed go the Eagles' sort of way. One key matchup to look for will be Vincent Jackson against probably cornerback Kerry Williams, who's in his first season with Philadelphia after spending the last four with the Baltimore Ravens. Williams already has two interceptions for the Eagles and is actually the only defensive back in the NFL who already has two picks and a sack. Speaking of Vincent Jackson, he'll get his second chance to play with rookie quarterback Mike Glennon, who made his first career start against the Cardinals right before the bye week. That bye week has given Glennon and Jackson and the other Buccaneer pass catchers 2 weeks to work together to work on their chemistry. Jackson believes Glennon will come out of the bye week with a good performance.
It's always going to help us to get more reps together. And Mike's done a great job. You know, he's spending extra time, doing a lot of film. We've done some routes and stuff after practice, using the jog through periods and everything like that, just making sure mentally we're on the same page, seeing the defenses the same way. So, he's up to speed, I don't have any questions about him back there when he's in that pocket. You know, he knows exactly where he needs to go with the ball, and he's going to make great decisions.
As an offense, you guys had a lot of explosive plays, you in particular, down the field last year. Is that kind of what still has to develop so that you can...
It's there. Maybe we just haven't been able to, get to those opportunities, in the games thus far. But there's a lot of football left, and I think that we will.
That's it for today on Buccaneers Insider. Once again, the Buccaneers will take on the Philadelphia Eagles at Raymond James Stadium on Sunday with kickoff at 1 p.m. That also happens to be the Buccaneers' breast cancer awareness game of this season, which means you're going to see all of those cool pink accents on the Buccaneers uniform. The day will actually start with the inaugural Buccaneers Treasure Chest 5K run in the area around the stadium first thing in the morning. So if you're signed up to run in that race, good luck and enjoy your ticket to the game afterwards.